In partnership with the New Orleans Healing Center, Photonola is bringing a cyanotype workshop to New Orleans. What in the world is a cyanotype workshop, you ask? We are here with photographer Jennifer Shaw and artist Robert Schaefer to find out exactly that. Well, thanks, Jen and Robert, for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks so much for having us. It's a pleasure.
Let's start out with the very basics. Explain to us what a cyanotype actually is.
Cyanotype happens to be the second oldest photographic process. It's a cameraless process achieved by laying objects or transparencies on top of light-sensitive material, leaving you with a beautiful blue and white print.
And how did you two get involved with this type of artistry?
Well, cyanotypes are one of the very, basic, fun, and easy processes, which I'm sure was something that I learned in an alternative processes course when I was in college. And I actually teach photography at McGee, and every year do cyanotypes as the very first project with my girls there. So it's 13 years now that I've been doing cyanotypes annually with them, and just really wanted to bring it to a larger group.
Well, I started learning about 19th century processes while I was living in Munich, Germany. But then when I came back to the United States, I took a few workshops in some of the there are many 19th century processes. As Jennifer was pointing out, when you're learning these, usually the cyanotype is probably first because it's the easiest. It's you don't have to worry so much about whether you've put an even coat on the paper because it will even out usually, that sort of thing. I also teach the cyanotype process at a school in New York called Penumbra Foundation. And I do that on several weekends throughout the year because I live in New Orleans now.
So can this be on any type of medium? Does it have to be on fabric alone? Or what can you actually put a cyanotype on?
It just depends on the image that I'm thinking of creating. I like both fabric and paper.
I've even recently seen them done on eggshells.
Amazing. What draws you to this type of art?
I love the fact that it's so versatile.
I think cyanotypes are endlessly fascinating because they're just extremely playful. You can put whatever you want on top of your piece of fabric or paper and just lay it out in the sun for 10 minutes and then rinse it out and see what you get. And then tweak and change, you know, from objects to negatives. You know, if you wanted to bring transparencies, you could use that. But it doesn't, from leaves to nets to ribbons to buttons, like anything goes. Slices of fruit. It's just incredibly fun to make compositions and experiment. You know, it's like a quick, easy, like all you need is sunlight and water.
So Photonola and New Orleans Healing Center is having a cyanotype workshop on September 29th. Tell us what that entails and what role you both will be playing at that workshop.
This event is open to the public, and you can come in for half an hour and make a cyanotype, or you can plan to stay longer and enjoy the whole day with us. We hope you'll just come out and find out how to make a cyanotype.
We've been talking with artist Robert Schaefer and photographer Jennifer Shaw about the upcoming cyanotype workshop. The workshop will be held at the New Orleans Healing Center and will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. and go until 4 o'clock p.m. For more information, you can visit photonola.org or vianolav.org. Well, thank you both for coming and talking to us about cyanotypes. It's fascinating. I'm so glad you're putting this on. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. I hope you'll be able to come out and join us on Saturday.
For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.